The Arkansas Razorbacks were college baseball's national runner-up last year after dropping the third and deciding game to Oregon State in the championship series in Omaha. The Hogs finished the season at 48-21, and this year they're ranked 16th in the nation, looking for the program's 17th NCAA tournament appearance in the last 18 seasons. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Sports and Commentary. I'm Greg Stewart. The show is sponsored by your tax-deductible gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can give anytime or go to our website for more information at WWIB.com. The Razorbacks came north for one of their most recent recruits, Eau Claire Memorial pitcher Vincent Trapani. And the A's sophomore right-hander joins me today on Sports and Commentary. Vince, how's it feel to be a future Hog?
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about it for sure. I committed a few weeks ago and got to go down to a baseball camp in late January and had an amazing experience and got to meet coaching staff and just had a great time. And the atmosphere surrounding the program is something that is different than any other place I'd ever seen. And just something, it was an opportunity I couldn't turn down. So I'm excited about it for sure.
I bet you are. So what impressions of the campus and the baseball program and the city did you come home with from that trip to Fayetteville?
Yeah, so I went to a baseball camp and got to see the campus and facilities and everything involved with Arkansas. And it was really just, I was astounded with everything. Baseball facilities were unbelievable. The facilities for student athletes were crazy. I mean, they put a lot of money and time and a lot of work into making everything really nice for the student athletes. And I was just blown away. It was unbelievable.
Well, you've got a boatload of talent. Were there any other schools in the running for you?
Yeah, I appreciate what you said. There were a couple schools that I had it narrowed down to before I kind of made my final decision. It was really between Arkansas, Texas, and Tennessee.
Wow, those are good programs. Did you make any visits to other schools?
Yeah, I actually had been to 5 or 6 other schools around North Carolina. I'd been to North Carolina, University of North Carolina, Mississippi State, Tennessee. I never got to go down to Texas, but I saw a few other schools.
Yeah, those are top schools there. You already had an established relationship with the new pitching coach at Arkansas, Matt Hobbs. Talk to me about how the two of you met and how that relationship played into this decision.
Yeah, he was a huge part of my decision to go to Arkansas. He was actually hired this fall by the staff. He was at Wake Forest before and was hired to go to Arkansas. And he has a relationship with my club team coach, Greg Reinhard, which was huge for me in developing a relationship with him and the rest of the coaching staff and kind of getting a feel for the program. So him being at Arkansas was a huge factor, probably, if not the most key factor in me deciding to go to Arkansas. Mm-hmm.
You've said that you think Matt will help you develop on the mound. How have you seen his style, his tutoring, help other pitchers?
Yeah, I got to talk to him for a few weeks before I went to that baseball camp and just really enjoyed the conversations I had with him and really connected well with him. And I like the way that he goes about developing pitchers, a lot of the methods and tools he uses with his pitchers, as well as the track record he's had with guys he's gotten to the pros and even Major League Baseball. So that was a huge piece for me, as that's my ultimate goal. So he's done it before, and hopefully I can do the same.
Now, you're just a sophomore in high school at Memorial, and here come all these college recruiters trying to convince you to play ball for their school. What's this process been like for you?
Yeah, it was crazy. I'm really blessed with how everything went, the opportunities that I had with different schools. But it started for me right around fall of my freshman year. I went to a prospect camp and through and started talking to some coaches there and got my first scholarship offer that fall. And really, since that event, it really spiraled into the summer. went to some bigger events and pitched at some bigger tournaments, and that's really where it kind of got crazy, and you started talking to a lot of coaches and programs that, you know, it was just kind of a dream come true for me to talk to some of the schools I got the opportunity to talk to. And it was definitely exciting. I tried to enjoy it while it lasted, and but it was a tough decision in the end, but I think I did it the right way and just really enjoyed it, and I was happy with how it went.
Good. Well, we have, 50 feet of snow around here in the Chippewa Valley in west central Wisconsin. I'm just kidding, of course, but it feels like 50 feet of snow. I know you play buckets for Eau Claire Memorial. Have you picked up a baseball yet?
Yeah, I started. It's been tough with basketball, but I started throwing a week or so after Christmas break. So I get in and go to the local Momentum Baseball Academy and do some stretches and workouts, and I'll get some light throwing in, and by this time I'm starting to ramp it up a little bit more, but obviously it's tough with the weather we've got now, but I do what I can.
Good. Vince Trapani, the Eau Claire Memorial sophomore right-hander, who's going to go to the Arkansas Razorbacks, powerful D1 program, big-time D1 program, to play ball for them, and Dave Van Horn, the head coach down there. I tell you what, let's plan a getting together next time here with you, Vincent, and talk about your pitching repertoire and visit more about the thrill of playing for the University of Arkansas and the thrill of knowing Christ as your Savior, living for Him, the impact that Jesus has made in your life. So we'll do that next time, all right?
Yep, see ya.
We'll see you then.